There we go.
This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Take Two Friday, and I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for September 29th, episode 1786, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
I can't take it anymore.
Thank God it's Friday.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
Work all week so that we can eat and own a little piece of God's ground. Pushing papers and pens, red tape never ends. The stress can turn a smile into a frown. I need some horsing around.
You know, you say TGIF. You say, thank God it's Friday. But that's all well and good until you have a four-year-old that goes to school on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
What a slacker that kid is.
No. It's like, and then he comes home from school. Mom, I don't have school for 4 days. And I'm like, yay.
Yay.
That's great.
And dad's not home, right? He's away.
No, daddy said. He's really slaving away over a golf course in Monterey. Poor guy.
Oh, yeah. That's a hard job he has.
Yeah. Got the military hookup to go out there and play on some golf courses. And he takes, sends me a picture. I'm like, you know, lavaging the diarrhea off of baby Zara. And he's like, look where I am. It's like beautiful ocean sea. I'm like, I hate you right now so much.
Well, we're back, everybody. I hope that everybody listening live can hear us better today. We spent, I spent about 8 hours cussing and swearing yesterday, and I posted a picture of my office when I was done last night. And thank you to Jennifer and to Jemmy for putting up and tolerating me, because I just could not figure out. Let's put it this way. Last show we did with Jamie, with you, was Wednesday, right?
Correct.
And I think you were about ready to, there was such a loud hiss and crackle and pop in our system that didn't come across on the recorder so much, but Jamie was going to be in a loony bin by the time we were done on Wednesday.
And you were going to get divorced because Jennifer was going to leave you.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it was pretty bad. And so I tore everything apart yesterday. So this is what the deal was. After literally we spent 8 hours trying to figure out, because nothing's been right since Irma. The system has just not been right. So we thought it was the power lines coming in. Maybe the internet connection was bad. And that's why we're getting all this hissing and crackling and just drive you nuts. And so I had a second expensive mixer here. I replaced the first expensive mixer. We had ordered a new one thinking it was that. Spent hundreds of dollars on that. Hook it all up. Still the same thing. We tried running extension cords to different plugs in the house. We spent literally 8 hours playing with every cord, every attachment we had. And then Jennifer said, what if it's the kind of mixer we have just isn't working? So I went in the closet, Jamie, and got out the mixer you and I used 8 years ago to start, over seven years ago to start this show. Crappy little mixer we bought for like $50. Hooked it up, and it sounded perfect. There was no hissing and spitting, nothing.
Good.
So we are
good.
Now on the $50
I, like,
8-year-old
totally
mixer.
Tuned out. I tuned out during that talk because I don't even know what you're talking about, mixers and schmixers.
Yeah, but I'll tell
know.
You, what it means is the expensive ones didn't work and we're back to the old crappy 10-year-old one.
Perfect.
And it's working perfect. So there
Story
we go.
Story of my life.
It's like when you buy the expensive saddle and then one day you ride in a really cheap one and it's more comfortable and you go, what?
Why did I spend all that money?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Just like that. See, now I put it in terms you can understand.
No, I get it. See, yeah. That's what Chad does. He's like, you know, it's like I was teaching the student and it's like he should be, you know, learning to post, but he like thinks he can gallop. you know, that. So I get it. He does that to me too. Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition. It's only one more sleep until International Podcast Day. We're continuing on our geeky vein. And Dave Lee is going to stop by with the why and how of this most geeky national holiday on the books. And then it's off to Dubai. I think it's our first trip there. And we're going to have a chat with Monty Roberts certified trainer, Gabriella Kalin. And then after the break, we're going to cover Equestrian's first world problems, our favorite time of the week to whine. And then just as the sun sets on this most technologically challenging week in HRN's history, Really Bad Ads offers up a dozen or so spectacular examples of creative writing. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Yeah, I almost quit yesterday and thought getting a real job would be better.
Because you don't have one now.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, my daily Winnie goes out to one of our very good friends since the beginning of this show, 1,700 episodes ago. And that is our friend Templeton Thompson. It's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Tempe. You've been entertaining us for a lot of years. Now, I made the mistake of trying to text Tempe about a half an hour ago to see if we could call her and wish her happy birthday in person. And then I remembered that artists don't get up really early. So
no, come on now, you know better than
she
that.
She won't be up till about 10, I'm sure. I'll probably get a text about 1 in the afternoon that goes, am I too late? But happy birthday, Tempe. We love you.
I don't know how many daily Winnies I've had to give to my veterinarian, but she's getting another one.
About 1,000.
So, Dr. Hendricks, I went over to see baby Zara on Wednesday night and to feed. And, you know, I drive in the pasture and usually she gallops up the side of the pasture as I'm driving in and whinnies and goes crazy. And she just stood there. So I drive all the way up and she kind of ambles in. I'm like, I guess the romance is over. Like, she don't care about me. And so I'm getting everything ready and she finally ambles into the barn because she has like access to the pasture all the way into her stall. And I notice she can like barely walk and her legs were, this is my 8-month-old filly. Legs are swollen like tree trunks, like huge, like knees were balloons, hocks were balloons. We're talking frightening giant tree trunks. And she's also got a line of edema underneath her belly, like along the ventral line, the center of her belly. So, okay. Oh, crap. So I call Dr. Hendricks. It's like probably 6:40 at night. So she's got kids and she's home, you know, and I'm like, I have a problem. She's like, well, take her temperature.
Why does she even answer your calls? You must be paying your bill because
yeah, I do pay my bill, but she knows that if I'm calling her after hours, we got a problem. And it's amazing that she just picks up the phone. I was actually pretty surprised. I thought I'd have to leave a voicemail, but she's like, hey, Jamie, like, I mean, I'm sure she's got a photo of one of my horses, the Chili, and the, you know, as her when I call. So anyway, she says, take her temperature and call me back. And I'm going to put the kids, you know, get them to dinner and get them to bed and we'll see what we can do. And I go take Zara's temperature and it's 103.
That's a little toasty.
Well, it's cool outside. It was already like 68 degrees. And so I call her back and she's like, okay, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Seriously. She lives like 20 minutes away. So I was like, that's pretty frightening. She comes out. She does all these, you know, does all. Baby Zara is sick. We're talking sick. Like standing there.
Isn't
kind
she
of like
supposed
she's
to go
sedated.
For an inspection this weekend too?
Oh, we'll get to that.
Oh, okay.
So turns out she's like with the swelling in all four legs. Because I thought like, is this a cellulitis? Something going on? She's like, cellulitis is usually in one leg. This is all four. She's like, this is a infection. She's has an infection somewhere in her body. So we've got to address that and see, you know, then kind of we'll take some blood work and see what the blood work says. She didn't know if it's her kidneys or liver or a virus or bacterial. So we dose her with dexamethasone, the steroid, And then we give her Exceed, which is a long-lasting antibiotic. And then we give her some quick-acting antibiotic, Genesin. And then we give her, she give her something, Banamine, to like help reduce the swelling. So we
and
get
then
poor
she passed
baby
out
Zara.
From a drug overdose.
Right? I actually said to her, I'm like, should I put some of these like in her later? And she's like, no, it's fine. Better to get it quick. So she does all of this and takes the blood. And she's like, we just cold hose her legs, you know, like whatever you can do. We can't. She's like, I said, should I bandage her legs to keep them from being so huge? And she's like, if you were to bandage her, you'd have to go from elbow to hoof and hock, you know, and stifle to hoof. She's like, just let's cold hose her. Let's get, you know, get her, try to get her comfortable. The Banamine's going to kick in. She'll feel a little bit better. And the whole time baby Zara was eating, she was eating grain. She wouldn't eat any hay. So she leaves and I'm just like a disaster. You know, it's my little filly who has an inspection for her breed registry and brand and everything on Sunday. And she's like, yeah, that's out.
Great.
What? I've been preparing for this since her birth. What do you mean? She's like, yeah, you can't. I mean, even if she's better, you can't risk whatever this is spreading it to a bunch of other foals.
I didn't even think of that.
Eggs. I didn't either. I was like, oh, you're so much smarter than me. Yeah. So we could really get down to the crux of what she had, but that would cost thousands of dollars. So what she thinks it is a streptococcal infection, which is a strep virus.
Like but strep throat? What, like we
like,
get?
Like not the same strep throat, because strep throat in horses is called strangles. So
yeah, they got a much bigger throat infection. Too, so that's a lot bigger strep. Yeah.
A streptococcal infection is just the strep virus, and because we did the blood work, and you can see on the blood work if her kidneys and liver, anything is infected or has problems, all of those numbers were normal. So she's doesn't have that. She has a virus. And so it is just a matter of keeping her comfortable until it kind of runs its course. And of course, you're like, how did she get a virus? How did she get a strep virus? Well, her pasture, there's a road behind it people ride by. People could have gone, oh, look at the baby. And their horse could have touched my horse's nose. Or her only pasture mate is Chili. And Chili could have been harboring this dormant virus in his body. Or it could have been in the grass and she picked it up, or it could have blown over, you know, just there's like a million ways that she could have got this, which is really comforting, you know, because that bill was healthy to do all that to your little baby horse. But anyway, yesterday morning, she still had a fever of like 101. Last night I went out, her cankles are back to kind of, you know, they're still big. But she is so much better. So again, Dr. Hendricks saves the day. She did tell me, because of course I'm like, did I need to call you for an emergency or should I have waited till tomorrow? Because that's always the question with horse people is, do we pay that extra money? Do we pay that or do we go for it and call the vet? She's like, no, she would have died. She would have died.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm just really, really thankful to, you know, it's important that the lesson here is have a good relationship with your vet, or one that's bad enough to where they're like, oh my God, if she's calling me, it must be bad. So,
you know, it's always the vet bill too, because that'll slow them down. So we always try and make sure we pay that first, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause if you're a non-payer, they're not going to be as excited to come out.
No, you got to pay your bills. Yeah. Same with the farrier. Yeah. So she came out real quick and she saved her. So we're just kind of going forward. And I talked to the inspection place and I basically told them that my spot is not going to be filled by me.
Now, is that going to be another 6 months? Can you get it done again when they do it again? Or is it a year?
I can get her registered and inspected next year. Hmm. I don't get to get her branded. I can get her microchipped. The benefit of the brand is, if she's ever stolen or, God forbid, sold or lost or anything like that, that brand really says this horse is something fancy. you know, like,
yeah,
and registered, and she's been through an inspection. She's like, you know, she's a big deal. So don't dismiss this horse. And so that's the kind of visible thing that happens. It's like the Freeze brands, you know, it's a Mustang, you know, but it's just a brand to say she's a fancy warm blood. And so I can't inspect her until next year. I could, if I wanted to drive to like Texas with her, you know, and that sounds like fun with a freaking 8-month-old filly who's never loaded. We will just, I'm very disappointed, but her health is the most important and the health of those around us. So it was, definitely really scary, definitely scary. And Chad was so great because, you know, as a horse husband, what's your first thing when I say, babe, I got to call the vet and it's nighttime?
Checkbook.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's my first thought.
Exactly. And he was like, well, how much is that going to cost?
I'm
like,
$1,000.
I said, it's going to be a lot. And he goes, you know what he said? I love him so much. He goes, it is our baby. You do what you have to do. Oh. So,
well, now to
that.
Be fair, I know you're getting all romantic and gushy, but if what was he going to say? No, we can't save our baby because, you know.
Well, you know what? It didn't matter what he would have said, but he could have had a worse attitude about it.
Yeah, no, but
like
yeah,
it was going to happen anyway.
You can't
but he
do
didn't
that
have
to
be so nice.
Baby foal. I don't care who you are, right?
It's just, I mean, it's just one of those risks you assume when you own a horse, yes. You know, and especially
or any animal. Or any animal.
Any
dog,
animal,
cat.
Exactly. So, but
well, I'm glad that it's awesome. Getting better. That's
yeah,
good.
So 99 last night and 99.5. And
the legs just, have shrunk up?
They have shrunk up. They're not normal, but you can actually kind of see curvature of a tendon. You guys can't imagine. I couldn't take pictures of her
like
because
balloons?
It's so dark in the barn. Yeah. Like, tree trunks. And I sent Chad the picture the next morning. He was like, oh my God, even I would have seen that. I'm like, babe, that's half. That is half. Ugh. I have never seen a horse like she couldn't bend her knees or her fetlocks. And she's like,
oh, poor baby.
Like, oh my God, it breaks your heart. And she's like kind of throwing her leg forward to even get, she tried so hard to get into the barn that night. And I was cussing her. I was going, you don't love me anymore. You're not running in. She tried so hard. Oh, my little girl.
Well, I'm glad. I'm glad you caught it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very glad you caught it. Well, we are, yeah. We're going to talk a little. I just wanted to mention again about International Podcast Day, which is tomorrow. They have a little promotion going on, and we're going to ask for your help.
How can we help?
Well, I'm waiting for the video to start.
International Podcast Day is September 30th, and you can help spread the word. You may be asking, what can I do to get involved? It's pretty simple. Head over to internationalpodcastday.com and check the suggestions. Then use hashtag International Podcast Day to join the conversation. You can reach out and connect with other podcasters, listeners, and your favorite podcast hosts. Remember September 30th, International Podcast Day. A day-long celebration of the power of podcasts.
And what we need from you is for you to go out tomorrow, and we would really love if you would do this for our show, but you can do it for any show that you like. But if you would go out tomorrow on your social media, in your barn, anybody you see, talk to them, ask them, do they listen to podcasts? If they don't, teach them how. You know, get their phone out, download the Horse Radio Network app, show them on, if they have an iPhone, show them the iTunes, or show them that podcasts are already built into their phone. If they have an Android, help them download your favorite app that you like, whatever it takes to get them to start listening to podcasts, and then encourage them to listen to Horses in the Morning. Now, you might want to give them a warning that we're a little off the wall and they might take them a couple days to get used to us, but anything you can do, maybe on Facebook, post a link to our Facebook page or to our website and encourage them to listen. Just if you have a podcast you like, tomorrow's the day that we all need to get out and really help this industry grow. You know, we're up to 40% of people now have listened to podcasts. And that's up from when Jamie
that's
and
incredible.
I...
incredible.
Yeah, that's up from when Jamie and I started. If you remember, we had our first conversation about this. It was 12%. So in 7 years, we're up from 12% to 40%. But
no, because what would happen is, oh, yeah, I do a live radio show and then it becomes a podcast. And this is the response. Do what?
Yeah, exactly. We're getting less of that now, thanks to NPR and some of the and a lot of celebrities. Really, a lot of celebrities doing podcasts has helped us out, too. So we really do need your help. It's all about getting the word out tomorrow. We would love it if you would share. There was a list that just came out of the Top Equestrian podcast. Do you remember the Equestrian Social Media Awards?
Yes, the ESMAs.
The ESMAs, which we won the first year they had that as the best new social media something or other. I don't remember. But that was so many years ago. But he just did an article, Liam, who did the social media awards, they just did an article on equestriancreativenetwork.com of the top, the nine top equestrian podcasts you should be listening to. And we were number one. So we're number one on the list. So we thank them for that. We thank you guys for listening. And we should definitely talk about the shows that you like that are not Horse Radio Network related. And Jamie started something the other day. On Wednesday, when we talked about this with Jemmy, she mentioned one of the podcasts she likes. And apparently you have the entire auditor community now listening to it. So
I hope that there's no children listening to that podcast.
We won't say the name of it today, but yeah, no, let's hope there's no children listening to that particular podcast.
Yeah, it is not.
It's adult only.
Not for children. Like yes. I said, Chad and I are uploading all of them to listen to while we're driving through Ireland, because you cannot have a child in your car and listen to this podcast.
No. Well, you can say the title of it. I mean, it's not...
It's called My Dad Wrote a Porno, and it is a guy that his dad wrote a graphic novel, and he's British, and he's with some friends, and they're doing a table read, and it is possibly the worst graphic novel you've ever heard, and it will have you, you'll be dying. It's so funny. I mean, it's so funny if you don't mind like words that would come in a porno.
That's right. You got to be comfortable with the whole porno thing.
And imagine your dad writing something like that. Like, weird.
We would definitely are asking for your help tomorrow. We would appreciate anything you can do. One other thing is if you go to internationalpodcastday.com/live, they are doing a 30-hour event that starts this afternoon, runs all through the day tomorrow with different hosts every hour. And it's a live podcast that they're putting out there to talk to about podcasting and shows and things. And our friend, our newest associate here at the Horse Radio Network, Jemmy, who you heard on Wednesday, is hosting an hour. She was asked to host an hour of it, which is quite an honor. And she's talking about Florida podcasters, and I'll be on at 10:30 tomorrow morning. If you go to internationalpodcastday.com/live, I'll be on with her for a whole half an hour tomorrow morning on that feed. So we're looking forward to that. Another fun thing that's happening in our life this weekend is you know how we're so unlikable, by the way? You remember that?
I of course remember that.
Yeah. Well, remember one of the things was name dropping? That makes you unlikable. Well, tonight, Ice Road Trucker Lisa Kelly's coming to stay at our house for a couple of days. She's going to be vacationing here, and Jennifer is taking her on a hunter pace in Alligator World. It's called the Little Everglades, right, Jennifer? Is Little Everglades you're going to?
Little Everglades Ranch near Dade City, yes.
Yes, and it's like swampy, right? So, alligator-ish. Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah, so they'll be having fun doing a hunter pace around the alligators on Sunday. And that'll be, and she's bringing Nigel down, and then Dr. Wendy, thank you very much, came up with a couple horses for Lisa and her friend to ride. So that should be a great time by them. Well, let's do this. You have a guest coming up, but first we have to hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and we'll be right back.
The sun is just peeking above the tree line as you walk into the barn. You grab your horse's halter off the hook and head out to the field. The dew shimmers in the sun as you walk across the damp grass. You call his name and his head comes up as he walks toward you, looking for the apple in your pocket. You take your time grooming, enjoying the peace and quiet in the empty barn. A refreshing breeze greets you as you start down the tree-lined path. Your horse ambles along on a loose rein as you both enjoy a relaxing ride. The feeling you get on an early morning hack is why we do what we do at Kentucky Performance Products. This feeling is brought to you by Microphase. Fill the nutritional gaps in your horse's diet. Microphase vitamin and mineral supplement is a low-calorie way to provide your horse with the vitamins and minerals missing from their diet. The horse that matters to you matters to us.
Oh my gosh, I want to move to Kentucky after hearing that ad.
I know, don't you?
Holy. I'm like walking along the tree-lined path. The breeze blowing. I'm like, well, I got cactus and dust. Oh, they make it. Their commercials are so great. Try not to touch the jumping cholla as you walk by and then having a dust storm come up and hit you in the eyeballs as you're trying not to keep your horse from galloping home back to the barn. They're going sideways because they've spooked.
All right. So we are going to try and go to your guest. So let me let me add it now.
All right. So she's in Dubai and she's stuck in traffic. We were going to Skype her.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to work or not, but we'll try. I'm calling now. So we're calling somebody stuck in traffic in Dubai. This is a fun world.
Hi, everyone speaking.
Hey, Gabby, how are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm great. Oh, my God. Okay, so let me paint the picture here. Gabby is a beautiful Swedish blonde princess who is 9.5 months pregnant that is stuck in traffic in Dubai. Did I get that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And we're talking to her live on the air.
How
cool is that?
So you're live on the radio, by the way, so no swearing, not that you would. But how on earth, like, I was pregnant and I had to pee every 5 minutes. The thought of getting stuck in traffic is like my worst nightmare. How are you doing it? You have a cup in the console?
No, it's actually relatively good at the moment. So I'm not worried about that. But I have been having quite a lot of morning sickness. So I have like strategically placed plastic bags.
Oh, my God. Being pregnant, everybody listening, sucks. Just throwing that out there. So, Gabby, tell us, first of all, you're a certified Monty Roberts instructor. And what was great about you, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in a minute here, is you actually taught my join up course and the long lining course that I went to at Monty's at Flag Is Up Farms. Was it 2 years ago? And you're now a certified instructor. Tell us about why you did it.
I did it, I think, because I wanted to find a different way of training horses that doesn't include force and violence in the same way as traditional horsemanship or horse handling does. And then I kind of came across Monty, and then I started taking courses in Sweden. So the more basic courses you can take all over the world. And then you do your intro exam, and then you can then go to the States, and then that's the only place where you can do the advanced course. And so then I went to Monty.
Now, Gabriella is very familiar with Precious Magic Gallop Jennings. I believe you actually named her Precious, didn't you?
Yeah, I don't remember. Maybe. She was looking horrible. I mean, she was like the most wormy, ugly, dirty horse ever. But she needed some help.
Well, I thank you for the help that you did give me with her because she was my project horse for my advanced course, and Gabriella was helping teach that as well in between her back and forth trips to Dubai to keep work and husband happy. So thank you for helping. And did you see the video? She's like cantering in a field.
Yes, amazing. I saw that you were out like on a racetrack just the other day, seeing how she's moving and like being happy and content. So super cool.
Yeah, super cool. She's still kind of, you know, Like my vet actually said it correct. She's like, you know what she is? Here's what she looks like, because her butt is like a foot higher than her withers. She's got just the straightest legs ever. She goes, she looks, if you take her head out of the equation, she looks like a mule. She's a mule with a horse head. Like confirmation. I was like, ouch. Don't listen to that, baby. You're okay.
No, don't
You're
listen to that.
So tell us why, first of all, why are you in Dubai?
I work for 511 Tactical, so I handle the marketing for Middle East, and then I do that from Dubai, basically.
Wait, say that again. You work for who?
511 Tactical, the U.S. brand. So we make uniforms and the apparel and boots and stuff for uniform personnel.
Wow. Okay, gotcha. And you do that in Dubai. Wow, that's pretty amazing. Now, so,
can I ask a question about Dubai? Are there any horses there other than are owned by the royal family?
Sorry, about horses. The royal family love their horses, so they have a lot of horses. they're very passionate. So I recently, just on I think Tuesday, Wednesday this week, I went and got to visit the Sheikh's racing stable, Sabil Racing Stable.
Was that spotless, like chandeliers and the whole thing?
Yeah, what's that like?
No, well, it's spotless, but it's not a chandelier kind of. It's a very functional facility, so there are no chandeliers, but it's, you know, super state-of-the-art equipment and facility, and like with the great, you know, swimming pools to cool the legs of the horses after training, and they have, you know, everybody starts work at like 3:30, 4 a.m. so that you train the horses before the heat, and so amazing facility.
So what it's a racehorse facility?
Yes, all thoroughbreds. So basically, I think they have the odd like quarter horse or something because somebody fell in love with the quarter horse. But basically, it's approximately 150 thoroughbreds. And Satish, who built the facility for the Sheikh, the Sheikh headhunted him from Kentucky originally, and then he went to Dubai and then built this entire facility, and also then worked with Monty way back in. And so he has incorporated, like, join up a Monty's method into this facility in a beautiful way.
No kidding. Is this Satish that, like, Pat's talked about? I think it's Satish. He's been on Debbie's show, I believe, if you want to look him up. Yes. He's the one who built this whole place?
Yes. So the Sheikh pretty much, you know, said, work your magic, and he did.
Can you imagine, Glenn, like, okay, I'm going to build an equine facility for 150 horses, and money is absolutely no object.
Wasn't that what you're doing in Oklahoma right now?
Sure. just like that. Very similar. So they get done racing the horses, and they go into a cool, like a pool that cools their legs off. What else do they have?
Well, I mean, they have, you know, with the horse, like where there was one horse who wasn't really taking the bit. So we were discussing the horse and why is it behaving that way and what could be the issue. And then we were discussing teeth and if it could be teeth issues. And he's like, no, because we've checked, because they have this entire equine hospital. So if they then have a racehorse that is, you know, difficult with the mouth, then they do, you not only have the vet check the teeth, but they do x-rays, and they do, so they, you know, everything. They have an incredible facility, so they take care of the horses in, you know, every way in the best possible manner. So it's really nice.
They have an equine hospital in the training facility?
Yes.
Don't we all?
This is like you can't even make up. So with the horse, are all 150 of these horses the Sheikh's horses, or is it kind of like a regular stable where lots of people are there?
I think they do some like boarding or taking training horses, but I think the majority of them are the Sheikh's horses. And he has breeding facilities all over the world, so he breeds them, you know, in other countries because of the heat here and also the cost of importing hay and stuff. It's just not nice to for money, and for the horses, it's not a good place to breed. So he breeds them, you know, in other countries, cooler countries, and then most of them that come here are started already, so above 1 year old, so maybe 1.5, 2 year old.
Oh, and then my from there, gosh. We're not, So when you're good at the horse races and you're looking at the program, and number one is, you know, owned by this guy, and number two is owned by this guy, and number three is owned by this girl, and all the way down, like, you go to the races in Dubai and like all of them are owned by the Sheikh. They're all competing against each other.
And well, I mean, the competitions here are big, like world-class competitions. So the people come from all over the world with their horses to compete as well.
Okay, sorry if I'm asking dumb questions then.
I recently learned quite a lot of this, you know, by asking Satish the other day. So.
That's amazing. Okay, it's
so fascinating because it's a world that we can't even imagine. Yeah. You know, you can't even imagine it.
No, and I think what's really amazing here as well is that you have so many employees, you know, so many grooms, so the horses are so well kept and so calm, and the concept of join up and how you handle the horses and how you read the horses is in the entire organization, and then how they handle them on the racetrack and how they prepare them in the morning. So it was amazing to see them taking about 30 or 40 horses at the time out for the racetracks, or 20 to 30 horses, and then all of them being completely calm. And so I was asking him, like, are these horses going back from the racetrack? Because they were so calm. But they were actually horses going out towards the racetrack. But then they do simple things, like before letting the horses go out on the racetrack, they actually then make everybody stop and stand still. And for like 30 seconds or 2 minutes or 5 minutes, until all of the horses are nice and calm. And then they enter the racetrack and start the exercise. So that none of the horses go into the racetrack with a high adrenaline.
Unbelievable. Okay, so as a former exercise rider, I would have killed to have a horse that was calm going down to the track.
Yeah. It was also interesting to see. Then he had some new ones that had only arrived like a month or a couple of weeks earlier. And then he said, Satish, that they haven't been stabled yet, because the stable's name is the Sabil Racing Stable. So they haven't really gotten used to the new way of handling them. And so they were still kind of like, oh, we're going training. We need to, you know, be high in energy and be quick and run and jump all over. But then within a month or 2 months, then they settle in and synchronize with the other horses that are nice and calm.
That's amazing.
And then, yeah. So I thought that was incredibly impressive. The facilities are amazing, but also that's how they handle the horses, how you can have 150 thoroughbreds that are all calm, and you have colts and you have stallions, mixed with, you know, geldings and mares, and they're all behaving and
that's
being
weird.
Balanced and happy.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's amazing, because I wish they could implement something like that here in the U.S. Gosh. So just all of Monty's concepts, the head trainer is Satish is a certified trainer, I think, right? And so he's been through all that, and he's running a racing stable in Dubai. That's just absolutely incredible. No, I think he worked with Monty specifically when he was younger. So amazing.
Yes, he did. So yeah, and it's nice also to see that you can, you know, Monty created and saw this and interpreted this amazing concept that was already there, because it's basically just the horse communication that he's been able to interpret and make us understand. But then to see that concept of join up is, you know, anyone can learn it and implement it. So you can have, you know, a racing stable with 150 horses, and you implement that and it works beautifully, and you can implement it on having, you know, your own horse at home. You can still, it's the same system and it works, you know, regardless of scale or who you are, as long as you're willing to listen and listen to your horse and communicate, and you just get this amazing result.
And that leads us to you guys. There's only a couple days left where you can book a course at Flag Is Up Farms. Just go to MontyRoberts.com and you get 10% off right now through the month of September. So if you're interested in learning all of this, it is amazing. I mean, just my horses, I have 7 horses on 3 acres, and it's so, aside from this dang mare that's in heat, it's so peaceful here because Chili whinnies for her all the time, but it's so peaceful here. It's incredible. And they all kind of when one is content, they all synchronize their adrenaline levels together. It's really, really neat. It's like when you have a horse in the arena that's acting up, other horses get a little tense as well. So, you know, you can get them all nice and calm together. You can check them out at MontyRoberts.com. Go look at the courses. Gabriella, what's next for you? When are you due?
I am due in 8 to 10 weeks. I would prefer to be due now, but you know, you have to go with what you have. And no, but it's all going well. And then there's some like 2 months maternity leave. And then, so basically that's on the horizon now. You know, it's the first kid, so I don't really know what I'm doing.
Girl, I understand. I can hear mine actually walking through the house at 4 years old. So he apparently got up out of bed and he's running around. You'll figure it out. You just train them like horses. Absolutely. Do you know I can be in a store and my 4-year-old has disappeared and I'll go and I'll whistle from a whistle for my dog and he will show up. It's crazy. And he'll go, "Mom, don't whistle."
I see a new book between the two of you. Children, train them like horses. And it's a whole, you could sell millions of copies of that.
Yeah, I might hypothetically have used some of the methods on my husband, but now he knows the concept too well. So it's kind of, you know, not working anymore. So he's like, "Don't invite me for a join up. Let's see what you're doing." And I'm like, "Oh, sorry."
Do you use the giddy up rope on him too? Wait a minute, that's a different show.
No, so
the.
Oh, Gabriella, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'm so happy to hear your voice again. Thank you for all the help that you did. And one parting word to anybody who's on the fence thinking about taking a course, anything you got for them?
Oh, do it. It opens up another world of understanding your horse. And then with that increased communication, you get so much willingness out of the horse in terms of what they're willing to do for you and how they trust you and how they are just giving you so much more in the relationship. So go take the courses.
Amazing. MontyRoberts.com. Thank you, Gabriella. Enjoy your third trimester. And that should be really, really fun. I don't envy you at all, girl.
Cool. Thank you for having me. And it was nice to hear your voice as well, Jamie.
Good to talk to you.
All right, take care.
Bye.
You too.
Okay, we just talked before we got her on about the power of podcasting, right? We just talked to a woman that was sitting in traffic live on the air in Dubai about horses that are owned by the wealthiest man in the world.
I can't. That was so cool. So cool. And that's what's cool. Not to be whatever, but like it's what's cool about going to the courses is I now know people that live in Dubai, in India, in England, in Ireland. It's the Monty Roberts International. And he's so much more popular overseas because of the Queen and not as popular here. So you go, you're like the only American, and that needs to change. We got to get these concepts into the US. So that's kind of why there's such a big push. Like, I want to get everybody there and doing all of these courses because it needs to be more understood here in the US. I want somebody to say that they went to a racetrack in the US that had calm horses. You know, so
yeah, not so yeah, that yeah, that yeah, we have. I've been to a lot of racetracks, I haven't seen that too much.
No, it doesn't exist. So let's burn out the adrenaline before the race. So then he's exhausted by the time he runs. So the concept's amazing. So you see, because horses have like one burst of adrenaline every 90 minutes or something. And if you save that adrenaline for the home stretch, you're going to win. But if they're burning it out in the paddock because all the horses are crazy, then you're going to be slower. So it makes a whole lot of sense. So it's really cool. So if you are interested, go check it out. You know, if you're sitting on the fence, do it. It will just change the way you communicate. And you'll have all these cool international, awesome accents teaching you. But I remember my friend from Argentina that was on our show. Yep. And Monday, we're going to talk to a German that's in India doing horse stuff. So it's just all very international. I've already talked to the girl Claire, who is from Ireland, about planning my trip to Ireland. And so it's really just the friends you meet over there are life-changing too.
Well, Well, let's take a listen to one of our sponsors, and then I'm gonna play for you because it is Templeton Thompson's birthday. How about I Love to Run?
It has to be Templeton today.
And then we're gonna come back with the news segment, right?
Yes, we are. Equestrian first world problems.
Oh, I got one too. I got a first world problem we got to talk about that happened yesterday. And then really bad ads. We got a lot coming up yet on today's Friday show.
Yep.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
My whole life's led me to this moment. I lay all out on the line. Time to shine, time to rock and roll. I'm feeling a million butterflies. Oh, but I've never been so ready. Watch me when I hit my stride. Speed of light. Yeah, I'm strong and steady. Yeah. I love to run. There's a feeling that drives me. I find out inside me. Burns like a sun. And fly. I gotta fly. Cause for me it's my breathing. Start to fade if the day seems to have my number. Ain't no need to be afraid. I'll escape from the cloud I'm under. Cause I ain't in it for the fame or the pain or the so-called glory. I'm just living how I'm made. That's what they'll say when they tell my story. Yeah, I love to run. There's a feeling that drives me. A fire down inside me. It burns like the sun. And fly. I gotta fly. Cause for me it's like breathing. Most alive.
Well, that's Templeton Thompson. Happy birthday, Tempe. You know, you can all do Templeton a favor or give her a gift on the birthday by going to iTunes or her website at templetonthompson.com and buying one of her songs. It costs you 99 cents, but would go a long way if everybody did that give her a very happy birthday today. And she certainly has been a big part of this program for the last 7 years. I also have a report. Speaking of injuries, Jamie, you apparently were having trouble and were sick as well. Did you know that?
I was?
Yes.
What?
Well, you know, Dr. Wendy has ducks named after all of us. There's Glenn the duck. There's Jamie the duck. There's Jennifer the duck. Well, apparently Jamie the duck was sick the last couple of days.
Oh, no.
And she just posted on Facebook today that Jamie the duck is back to perking up again. So looks like you're going to live another day there, girl.
Oh, good. I didn't need something like that on my conscience right now.
No, you don't need Jamie the duck kicking the bucket here on you. No, you're doing fine. Jamie's good.
Good.
All right. So we're ready for the newest segment that we're going to do here every Friday. Are you ready?
I'm ready. And these are submitted by you guys, the listeners. I posted on the Horses in the Morning Facebook page and the Auditor page. Actually, I didn't post on the Auditor page. They just liked the idea and started it. And you guys are the ones that have submitted these. I got so many that we wouldn't have time for them. So I had to cut them down, edit them a little bit, tighten it all up a little bit so we can do it together. But these are your equestrian first world problems. The first one comes from Kimberly. By the way, let me just go out on the record saying that any equestrian problem is a first world problem.
Yeah, yeah, good to throw that in there.
Yeah. Kimberly has the first one. My new purple helmet doesn't match some of my saddle pads. Kate says, the indoor is so dusty when it doesn't get watered. Hate you. Nikki says, I can't find a cool enough costume for my horse and I to wear to a Halloween contest. Carly says, and there's two from Carly. You're going to notice a theme. I don't have a cup holder on my saddle for my wine tumbler and I actually have to hold it.
I had breakfast with Carly when we were out in Arizona, and I think she had a mimosa for breakfast. So there might be an issue Carly.
Yeah. Girl power. Next one is, my pony spilled my wine, and I had to walk to the truck to refill it.
Definitely a trend there, Carly. 12 steps.
Jennifer,
is what I'm
are
saying.
You here, Jennifer? We can't hear you at all.
Yeah.
And I know you're laughing.
I'm cracking up.
Samantha says, I have to pay someone to haul my new horse the 500 miles home. Because you bought a new horse. Yeah. This one was funny, and it's not equestrian at all, but it's an equestrian who wrote it, and her name is Joy. And she's like, my burrito fell on my keyboard. Diana's equestrian first world problem is, should I ride or drive my horse today? I can't decide.
I have one. Hillary. I have one.
Oh, that's right. You have one.
I have one. Yes. So we got our new refrigerator, and I can't tell you how annoying it is that the ice maker is on back order, and I had to go out and buy ice trays. And who the hell sells ice trays that are not stackable? I bought four ice trays. They're not stackable. They're not stackable ice trays. Who sells that?
You got to go to Goodwill, get some stackable ice trays.
Ugh. It was annoying.
You Amazoned it. You Amazoned it, didn't you? That's why you couldn't.
No, I actually went to Walmart, and because we have this hurricane thing, all the ice trays were sold out except these fancy ones that are very expensive and apparently not stackable. Just saying. Yeah,
that is such a first world problem. Hillary's first world problem is, it's so hot outside today, and that makes me want ice cream. But I don't want to go to the store because my car has leather seats that'll burn my bottom. Mo's problem, a question for his more problem is, I have to hack early tomorrow because is it 8 a.m.? Because my client is insisting we have a video meeting at 11. So I actually like have to ride and then get dressed. Darn work getting in the way of riding.
Yep, yep. Happens every time.
Sydney says, I got to work and they messed up my schedule. Should I ride this afternoon or this evening? Ugh, choices. You know what? You know what? Maybe I'll just figure it out after my salon appointment. Do I ride before or after the salon? Oh, God. If you wear a helmet, you better ride before. Katie says, we're almost done. This one's so great. I have to pack for a trip in a few weeks, and I can't decide which pair of dewberries I want to
bring. Oh, God.
First of all,
for those that don't know, they're only $400 each. So, yeah.
Mine, it scratches that. They're $500 each. And she's like, which pair do I ride with on vacation? And then finally, Lindsay, and I think this one is best to me because I hate you so much because I live in Arizona where there's no shade. Lindsay says, the sun is setting too early for me to finish my whole ride outside. So now I have to ride in the indoor arena.
The listeners really have caught on to this, haven't they?
My heart breaks for all of you. I'm so sad. And the ones that I miss, I'll get to you guys next week. Or just keep them coming, really. I'm going to set up this post every Thursday. I'll ask for them. And so just, you know, pre-plan.
This really makes us look like a bunch of shallow losers, Huss Horse people.
We are jerks. All of us. But like I said, if you have a horse problem, it's a first world horse problem because like you have a horse.
Yeah.
And another one that I didn't get to read was I like having my horses boarded, but I like having them at home too. Like, do I build a new shed and keep my horses at my house or do I board? Like, that's not a real problem. You know that, right? Okay, good. Yeah.
If you can afford to do either, you're doing just fine.
If you have one, yeah. It's so funny, the irony of all of these. I'm going to stop talking about it because I'm just going to let it lie where it is.
All right.
So great.
Sounds good.
Guys.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
Well, that's right. It is that time of the week. Time for some really bad ads. And, you know, we in the last couple of weeks have had a mixed up schedule because of Irma. So we had prizes that were supposed to be for this month. We're carrying them over. We're just going to do it all through October as well. And Jennifer's going to tell us what those terrific prizes are.
Our prizes this month are provided by Hydration Hay. That's right. Hydration Hay is the best way to make sure your horse is drinking the water he needs every day. And at the same time, providing high quality forage. Each block will absorb 5 quarts of water, far exceeding the absorption rate of hay cubes or beet pulp. The convenient 2-pound blocks, each one about the size of a small loaf of bread, are available in 6 packs and 12 packs, something we're all familiar with, for easy storage at home or on the road. And you can feel good about feeding Hydration Hay because it's made from simple ingredients, sun-cured timothy, orchard grass, and alfalfa hay, and vegetable oil, with an overall protein content of just 10%. You can find Hydration Hay at your local tack and feed supplier, or you can go online to foragesolutions.net. And Also providing a prize this month is Uncle Jimmy's. Uncle Jimmy's is where you'll find hanging balls, licky things, squeezy buns, and the new Grand Mash.
Which my pony loves.
Which your pony loves. So your horse is covered for his treats, his boredom busters, and helping to keep his tummy happy at home or on the road. You can find them online at uncle-jimmys.com or ask your local tack and feed supplier where their Uncle Jimmy's are on the shelf.
Have you ever heard of the hydration hay, Jamie?
I'm just Googling it right now because I've never heard of that.
Our ponies love this stuff. I mean, it
How
comes in
it?
Bricks. What does it run, Jennifer? It comes in these bricks, and they ship them to you, and they look, you know, when you go to the craft store and you see the little tiny bale of hay for crafts, right, that they charge $12 for? Well, that's what it looks like. It's all this smashed up little bricks of hay, and you just put it in water, it hydrates. They love this stuff, it's really good when you're going to shows because you don't have to carry. They can get their full allotment of hay without having to carry the big hay bales because there are these little bricks that just go expand in water. It's the coolest thing. They love it.
I wonder if I get to see what – it doesn't say the price on the website.
A 12-pack. I'm finding the 12-pack online for $24.95.
And you give one brick, right, per horse, and that's like a serving of hay.
Yes.
Yeah. So –
Wow.
Yeah, it's really cool stuff. We had never seen it before, and then we found it at the trade show last time, and now we're buying it all the time. So
it just dissolves, and it's actual hay. They it was fun to chat with the lady. I think we got an interview with her. They really did a ton of scientific research to figure out how long the little hay pieces should be, what the combination of different species of hay should be. It's really great stuff.
Really is neat. Well, somebody's going to win that at the end of this month. Just keep your ads coming. Now, nobody sent in voice ads today because I think they were mad at us for being off for like a week, and they want us to work harder. So here we are.
Irma!
All right. Helen sent this one in. Old Rusty Mower and Weed Eater Trimmer, $20 in Port Orange, which got to be Florida. I have a 22-inch, 5-horsepower, self-propelled, rusty old lawnmower that needs cleaned up and cleaned out. Yes, they are rusty and need some work. That's why you can have them both for $20. Come with cash. Okay, I got news for you, lady. That's called trash. Just throw
That's
it out.
Trash.
Yeah.
That's
never going to run again.
Yeah, or give it away. Pay somebody to take it.
And everybody has one of those lawnmowers that's just hanging around that you think someday you're going to fix, and you never do.
Yeah. The next one comes from Krista, who has the greatest email address ever. Start of it is the Black Stallions Girl.
Oh,
I love you already, Krista. This comes from a Facebook ad in Oregon. Big Roan. Genial.
Genial. He's genial.
Genial. Good to shoe lods. Stands good. Will go all day. Have not put a tap to him, but I think her is 16 hands in Long Creek or $5,500.
So she's not put a tap to him? Is genial a new kind of beer? What do we got there?
She's not tapped her, but she thinks 16 hands in Long Creek or $5,500.
I love the picture of the tiny little kid holding on for dear life at the top of the horse.
Yeah, exactly.
Kelly sent the following one in. Gated horse, $3,800 in Elk River. Got some expensive ones today. Ranger is a beautiful Palomino horse, 8 years old, 15.3 hands, one of the top-notch gated Palomino horse you will ever find. Only serious buyers. One of the top-notch ones.
I mean, this is good. Forget Trigger.
No,
this
yeah. Horse. Trigger is nothing compared to this top-notch gated
Palomino
horse. I just
love that you're asking $3,800 and that's all you give? Like, that's all the information?
That's it. That's it. But it's top-notch. You don't need to know any more, Jamie. It's top-notch.
Top-notch.
You are demanding.
Danielle said this, sent this one in. She said she thought about reading it herself, but she doesn't know how to pronounce emojis. So I'm going to do my best.
Can you help her with that? It's emojis. Emojis.
This is from a Facebook ad. Horses available in Pennsylvania. She knows how to pronounce the word emoji, but you'll see the large amount of emojis.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay.
Meat tank. This is a beautiful thra horse emoji. Year-old black gelding and white started under saddle. Will ride or drive whatever you ask him to do. He will do it. He is four horsey emoji in hands high now, but should mature to fifth horse emoji in hands. Twin unicorn emoji, T horse emoji, fee unicorn emoji, unicorn emoji, vive horse emoji, hund horse emoji, red or two ponies for faux unicorn emoji, souse horse emoji, and his house emoji is in Thurmond, Maryland.
This had to be written by a 13-year-old girl.
I should have read it like that, but I just, it's too much.
I don't think you could have gone through it.
Oh, God.
Joy sent the following one in. Vintage 1988 Rustler horse trailer for sale for $800.
No, nothing in 1988 is vintage. It can't be. I am not vintage yet.
Yeah. Okay? And I was wait a minute. Vintage is considered 25 years, so I think you're there.
Damn it.
Trailer could be refurbished or make into trendy food truck. Could be used as a base for a creative art project or leave it as is for an added creepy Halloween decor. $800. Let me tell you what. This is the rounded two-horse front trailer like we see all the time. Completely covered in weeds. You can't even tell there's tires. Used to be maybe red. Or that's rust, I'm not sure which. And you will never, ever, ever convert this into a food truck. I'm sorry. You're never
not if not you happening. Don't give all of your customers tetanus shots first. Like, oh, you want a taco? Cool. Let me give you a shot.
And Jennifer first. Will post this in case anybody needs a new food truck. You can find it in New Boston, wherever that is.
Good deal. Mini horses, $500. Marin... sent in by Catherine. Marin Gelding, 500 for the pair. Mayor rides and drives. Palomino Gelding started to ride, but has both blue eyes.
Does that affect how he rides? I don't know.
You can't. We started to ride the mini, but he has blue eyes. So.
And I'm going to say it again because I say it every time. I find blue eyes disturbing, and you can send your emails to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com.
It's so fun we can say whatever we want, and Jennifer has to deal with the rap.
I love that, by the way, because it doesn't work in my marriage, but it works on the show. So,
yeah, those are the same thing, though, because the show's over and then you're still married.
Damn, don't tell her that.
And then Brenda sent this one in, and this is in Kansasville, Wisconsin. It's a Facebook ad. I have decided to sell three of my horses. They will be used at a clinic by Ray Ainsworth, the man who talks to horse. Apparently, you don't talk to people.
He doesn't talk to more than one at a time, apparently.
Either. The horse.
Yeah.
They will have health papers, their registration papers, and up to date on all cares. All are very well breed. Buckskin quarter horse mare, 3 years old. Frisian quarter mare, 3 years old. Gypsy quarter tricolor buckskin dun stallion, 1 year old. Please feel free to share. What's a gypsy quarter tricolor buckskin dun stallion?
That's an
He's
interesting
1 year
horse.
Old. That's called a colt.
That's called a mutt. That's, I don't know what that
I love. It's like my friend had a dog that was like such a mutt. I mean, and so we kind of thought it looked like a Afghan hound crossed with a spaniel. I don't know what it was, but we decided that the perfect name because people always ask, it was like a silver long haired, like weird, short, just hideous, sweet dog rescue. And so we would take it to Rolex and people would always be like, what kind of dog is that? Because it was the weirdest looking creature on the planet. And so I told her what she needs to start calling it is because it did look like Afghan and like Springer Spaniel. I'm like, you need to start telling people that it's an annual Spafghan. And it's very, very rare. So she started doing it. She's like, it's an annual Spafghan. And people are like, oh. Okay. Like, you know, they went to Google that. They're like, Google has zero results, which never happens.
Oh, no. That would have been so fun to put a Wikipedia page up for an annual Spafghan.
Oh my God. Where were you 4 years ago? Annual Safgan.
All right. Tammy sent the following one in. Four geese.
It took us to a AAR corporation jobs in Afghanistan.
Oh, there you go. Tammy sent the following in. And four geese for $1 in DeLand. Free! Must catch and contain yourself. Bring sturdy containment device. A half a dozen kids, a picnic lunch, and make a day of it because you're never catching those bastards. They're not catching them. They're not good. You can't catch geese.
Does Dr. Wendy live in DeLand? She gives away Jamie and Glenn and Jennifer.
Is she selling us?
For a dollar?
Have you ever? Geese are nasty. They're nasty. We had geese that lived next door to us in the neighboring farm, and they would attack the horses. They would attack. They're nasty creatures.
They're not nasty. They're just letting you know that you can't live in your house because it's their house.
Yes. And my guess is these geese moved in, and they don't own these geese. They're just trying to get rid of these geese. That's what my guess is.
Of course.
Another one. Wild. Let me see what this one says. This is sent by the same person. Selling two horses, $500. Two male horses, one painted stud is almost four, and I have papers on his parents. He is not broken in. One red male gelding, 6 years old, and is broken, inane, ready to ride. He's broken the name.
What I just read.
I don't know.
I don't know what I heard. Chelsea sent the next one. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I know why you gave me this one. I don't think there's a word spelled correctly. And where is Tuscaloosa?
Alabama.
Oh, hell. All right. Chelsea, you're on my list. For sale, throw. For sale, throw O'Bread, male horse for ridden. $350 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Hi, this is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, this is Bill offering for sale to you Black Thunderstorm, Blue Roan Super Horse, or Super for short.
Is that his name? Thunderstorm, Blue Roan Super Horse? Black.
This is Bill offering for sale to you Black Thunderstorm, Blue Roan Super Horse. Or Super for short. He's not a Blue Roan. He's not a Blue Roan. He actually black and tan and throw O'Bread gay aisle ding. That's just what owner called it to her. She has not been bred or raised. All those he will throws good babies. The pervious owner said to me, I haven't measured her, but he is tall. But I can see over his shoulder, and I'm 6 foot four refer. Ride good, I don't so don know. You can come try. You can come go get if you bring big wheel trawler that big enough for horse to get in. I'm in Tuscaloosa. No kidding. Contact for address, and I get her ready for you. I ask you for $350, but we'll trade a walking truck, beer making kit, chickens with cop, two wheelbarrows, airs and tires, please, or a couple orange cat or kittens that's litter trained. You'll lick her, I promise.
Why am I not surprised that he wants to trade for a beer making kit? I'm sorry.
Did somebody just want to trade a non blue roan super horse for kittens? That's a first. Chickens with a cop, beer making kit, walking truck, kittens.
Well, we want to thank everybody else who submitted too. Barb, Matt, Kelly, and Michaela. Thank you so much for all your submissions. Even if your ad isn't read on the air, we will put it in the pot for the prizes at the end of the month.
Amazing, Kelly. Wow.
Thanks to Jimmy, Uncle Jimmy's, and also to Hydration Hay for offering the prizes up. Well, it's been a week. We've had a technology-challenged week, but we ended on a good note. It looked like everything worked, so that's terrific.
Good. Bay neuter gelder annual spafgans.
That's right. Or your blue roan, black, what was that again?
It's called a... His name is, hi, I'm Bill. He's like, hi, I'm Larry. It's my brother, Daryl.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Bill. That's what reminded me of. It's Black. This is my horse, Black Thunderstorm Blue Roan Super Horse.
That's right.
Super for short, but he's actually black and tan, which I believe is buckskin.
That's right.
Right here. He's a buckskin thoroughbred, if I'm reading between the lines, or a throw-o-bred Gaelding.
Well, remember, everybody, promote your favorite podcast tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday. We're going to have a special guest in the studio. Ice Road Trucker Lisa Kelly will be joining us for the show in the studio on Monday. And yes, I'm a name dropper. And yes, I am unlikable.
You got to tell us twice, buddy.